It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, June 6th, 2017. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. Every American schoolchild over the age of 10 once knew that those courageous words were the last utterance of American Revolutionary War patriot Nathan Hale, hanged by the British for espionage on September 22, 1776. Today is the 21-year-old hero's birthday. Nathan Hale was born in Coventry, Connecticut in 1755. After graduating from Yale, he became a schoolteacher. When war began in the American colonies, he joined a Connecticut regiment and was made a captain in 1776. On a secret mission ordered by General George Washington, Hale went behind enemy lines to gather information on the British Army's location. He was captured by the British in New York and hanged as a spy. He came from a prominent family. The Hales were devout Puritans and instilled in their children the importance of hard work, religious virtue, and education. At 14, Nathan was sent off to Yale with his older brother Enoch, where he excelled in literature and debate. He graduated with honors at age 18 and taught school in East Haddam and later in New London, Connecticut. During the Revolution, some accounts say he saw battle during the Siege of Boston, while others point out he was still working as a teacher at that time. Records do show he was commissioned a captain in Washington's army in January 1776. After the British captured Boston, Washington moved his army to New York, where he expected the next British attack. The Continental Army's defeat at Brooklyn Heights in August pushed Washington's army into Manhattan and gave the British control of most of Long Island. Washington desperately needed reliable information on the British Army's next move and began asking for volunteers to cross enemy lines. Though spying was not considered honorable for a gentleman, Nathan Hale volunteered, perhaps out of a sense of duty or because he hadn't seen military action up to then. In any case, he was fully aware of the danger. Spies were considered illegal combatants and were quickly executed when caught. Exact details of Hale's spying mission slip in and out of legend. Some accounts say he was recognized by his cousin Samuel Hale, a loyalist working for the British, who turned him in. Another version reports British Major Robert Rogers recognized Hale despite his disguise in a New York City tavern. Not divulging his revelation, Rogers struck up a conversation with Hale and gained his trust, telling him he was a patriot sympathizer. According to this account, Hale told Rogers he was gathering information on the British Army's positions. Rogers then invited Hale to dinner at his quarters with several friends. As they dined, Hale was taken into custody. He provided only his name, his rank, and the reason he was behind British lines. In quick succession, execution orders were issued, and he was hanged on the morning of September 22nd. By all accounts, he met his fate with composure and resolve. Legend says he declared, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." There are several accounts made at the time that reveal that he said something impressive, but no official record of his exact declaration exists. His body was left hanging for several days and was later buried in an unmarked grave. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 6th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.